Yeah, we live. Another sad day. Oh yeah, happy Thanksgiving too. We back, Daniel T the podcast.
Yes, sir.
Man, we are back in the building with another show. I go by the name of Daniel.
I'm Tita.
Aisha.
I am the Dip to the Lean.
And we got a great show for you today. I just see Mr. Croft walk in too.
Yeah. I miss
Mr. Croft. Croft is back.
What? We haven't seen that dude in like a month.
Mr. Croft is in the building. Man, you know how we do. You know how we start the show. We represent our sponsors because they help us keep the
lights on.
Man, shout out to Wayward Kid. And they have the Wayward Kid Foundation for all your needs and all that stuff. You know, they got the news. They got the all that lifestyle trends. They also have classes for adults and kids for editing programs. So make sure you go to Wayward Kid or check out Wayward Kid and support them. You know what I mean?
And we got iShine, You Shine, We Shine, We Shine Detailing. Make your car shine like new. Check out their video posts on Instagram and Facebook. Like their pages and like their Instagram page and follow.
Let's go.
We also have Butch's Wings and Things. Come get these wings and things. Them plates looking mighty good over there. Tell me, y'all. Y'all better go get them.
Dude.
What else we got going on? $1 million Teacher Project.
$1 million Teacher Project.
Let's help the teachers help the kids. You know what I'm talking about?
Shout out to Lloyd.
Yeah, yeah. They got a lot of fundraisers going on. If you go to the Facebook page, you can actually donate to the many fundraisers they have going on. So shout out to them over there. And also, they got that money tree, right?
Yeah, the money tree.
I think that actually goes to a teacher at the end of
the
thing, right? That's
wow.
Dope. Yeah. Who else we got, Tito?
We have Ms. Joanne Muhammad with her book, So the Bible Told Me So. It is out and about. Go ahead, check it on Amazon. On Amazon, or you could get it shipped and everything. So make sure to check out your books and everything.
Definitely. She's doing good right now.
She is.
She's doing good. She's getting some copies sold.
Oh, that's good, man.
So shout out to her. And I believe we're going to have a couple free books as well.
Okay.
For the next show. She's the copies that she was supposed to come to us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my
she
God.
She sold them.
Wow.
But they're supposed to be for us.
She what said it's all about the business.
Oh, yeah.
It's about that flip.
It's right. about, yep.
First. Exactly.
She's a no.
But
no.
Definitely. But we have a special guest in the building.
Yes, we do.
Very special guest.
This is what the show is about. We love collaborating with other podcasters.
Yeah,
as well.
This is our first time though, huh?
This is our first time.
Yeah.
Official first time. And they're about what we about. So that's why, you know, they're here on this show.
Definitely, right? Man.
You know what I'm saying? We have RLTK PHX podcast in the building. Yeah.
Real talk.
Real talk. Spin the podcast. You know what I'm saying? How you doing, sir? Introduce yourself.
Well. Hey, I'm doing well. I'm just sitting back waiting for my cue.
Yes, sir. Tell the people, you know, how did your podcast start and everything?
Yeah.
And the beginnings of it.
Yeah, man. So we started out several years ago doing outreach to students on high school and college campuses. I started out as a college pastor. And I'm one of those guys who probably never should have been a pastor.
You said you were a pastor?
I was a pastor at
one. Wow.
I was a pastor. It's one of the things like, you know, I got fired from my last pastor position.
Right.
And I was actually a pastor for several years.
Wow.
My family had a really crazy story. My dad got locked up when I was young, and the church basically took me in.
Wow. Really?
Oh,
and took
wow.
care of us, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, my mom was a paranoid schizophrenic. My dad was too good of a dude, but you know, so the church took me in and raised me up.
Wow,
that's dope.
Yeah, they really did.
You're from Texas, right?
I'm from Texas, East Texas, Longview, Texas. Yeah, man, and so I got introduced to the church when I was really young. Then, you know, grew up in the church, went off to college and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I got exposed to the world a little bit, and a lot of the friends that I had growing up weren't exactly church folks.
Right.
So, you know, I got into the church when I was a late teenager, and a lot of the stuff that I experienced growing up with my dad and things like that with my mom, I realized real quick when I came in the church, like, I wasn't like these other kids around here.
Right.
And it was real hard for me because, like, they'd be confessing stuff, and they're, you know, whatever, like, yeah, I was struggled with like looking at some girl and I'm like, bro, like if you knew the stuff in this head, you know, right, so yeah. I'm like real quiet in church for a long time listening.
Yeah.
But there was something about the safety and the care. You know, you get them grandmamas around you mm-hmm. taking care of you. You get them spiritual aunties and uncles, and mm-hmm. it's like it makes a big difference
they,
from.
They
someone.
Will be on you too.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It makes a big difference for someone like me. So, you know, I grew up in the church, became a pastor for a while.
How old were you when you became a pastor?
I was 25
wow.
when I became a pastor, yeah. And the church I got saved in, I never went to another church, so I thought all churches were like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it so happens that this church was a little hardcore. And it took several years for me to find that out,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they took care of me. And then you go off to college and you get this awakening, kind of like, well, my church family, because that was my family.
Yeah,
right.
You know? My church family says this. But like all these friends I've made in college, and now I feel like I think a little different.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
So how do I take all this stuff that I'm into, like the God stuff, the mm-hmm. good God stuff, not all the judgmental BS and like all the stuff
yeah.
that churches sadly have become known for these days, all yeah. the right. stuff that divides us instead mm-hmm. of what brings
yeah.
us together, you know?
Mm-hmm. I definitely.
So I get on a college campus, man. My pastor is like, okay, you're going to be a college pastor now. And I just start like running around just talking to everybody,
yeah.
you know? And the people I'm talking to ain't like the kids at the church. They're mm-hmm. like, in the game room throwing dice, you know,
right.
like it got yeah. a 40, you know, so like my kind of people.
Right.
And so,
yeah.
yeah. And so Real Talk started out basically just reaching all the thug kids who were like me because
mm-hmm.
I didn't feel comfortable in church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was happy to be in church,
right?
But I didn't feel comfortable,
mm-hmm.
you know, cause none of the people in there looked like me.
Right, right.
And so I learned how to conform and I learned how to fit into that system and I learned how to get what I needed to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I also in my head was like, okay, I'm going to do things way different if it's my time.
Right.
And so I think Real Talk is kind of the answer to that in my youth.
Okay.
You know, like all of the stuff that I experienced in my faith growing up, like, yo, if I could ever talk to someone about their faith in a way that wasn't trying to force them to come to my church or
mm-hmm.
this or that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what the podcast kind of is.
Okay.
You know, like a lot of people might not ever come to a church because of all the whatever, but they might listen to some spiritual things if a person's talking about it in a conversational way.
Certain way, yeah.
Right,
forcing
right.
their opinion.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
So basically that's kind of the tone of the podcast.
Okay.
Definitely.
Wow.
I can relate to you about the, you know, going to college, seeing different things.
Yeah.
I didn't been to like so many religions.
Yep.
And the Christian and Seventh-day Adventist and Nation
yep.
of Islam.
Wow.
Yep.
I've been through so many, so
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Been through a lot.
yeah.
I didn't know that.
So, I mean, yeah, I almost walked away from my faith.
Yeah. I was almost at that point,
yep.
too, but I came to my own,
yep.
terms of what
okay.
I want to deal with. So.
Right.
Yeah, so I understand that, too.
Yeah.
Huh. yeah. I mean, me being an atheist, I have walked away. I think I walked
yeah.
away at about 10 years old.
Really?
Yeah. yeah. I made that decision.
That.
I made that decision pretty early in my life that I just didn't like the direction
yeah.
of religion
mm-hmm.
or the people that I was around or the reasons that I was going to church.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
100%.
I understand that 100%.
Yeah, I understand people needing direction.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And I understand seeing that so many people in America are becoming atheists. I think religion needs to find different avenues
mm-hmm.
to connect with people. I don't
Absolutely.
Think that religion needs to go away, period, because it works for some people. It doesn't work for some. You know what I mean? So I just think that you have to teach these things, right or wrong, has to be
mm-hmm.
taught, and that's basically what this
mm-hmm.
is this is about, I believe. But
you gotta tell it in a better way.
Right, in a way that's
yeah.
more
you
conclusion, you know, instead of...
You're going to hell.
Right, right.
yeah, and I think that's the thing with Real Talk, right? What
yeah.
we say to people is, like, we came up with this phrase called conversational apologetics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
And basically what we mean, it's a passage in Isaiah chapter 1 says this, "Come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be like scarlet, they shall be white as snow." And this is God himself talking to the people of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, the people of Israel are like killing their children, like sleeping around with everyone,
mm-hmm.
going ham,
right?
Just being a bunch of criminals. But
right.
these are the people of God.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so God himself comes to them and he says this, "Come now, let us reason together." And in the process of reasoning with God, he says, "Your sins will become like snow."
Mm.
Right. And what I think is sometimes people are afraid of those hard questions like, "God, why is my mama crazy? Why is my dad locked up and I got to run dirt to pay the bills? Like, why is life like that?"
Right.
And until you've been through some stuff like that.
Right.
right? Like, faith means what? Memorizing some scriptures?
Right.
When you're in that dark night of the soul and you got to pick yourself up and cry out to something,
mm-hmm.
like, for me, until you've had those moments, like, I don't know what faith is.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I
think no, that's
it's
real.
Just memorizing facts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can memorize a bunch of facts, but I don't right. know if that's real faith.
Right.
And so for me, if a person's an atheist, I'm like, at least you have the courage to be honest about your truth.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, if God's God, and if he's really, if he really wants you, he's going to come get you.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
You know, yeah, and yeah, for me, right. like with people, you just got to,
yeah.
you got to let God have his way in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So when does the show actually, what's the days that you go live or you record?
Man, it's been really sporadic.
Okay.
We were in a really good groove before COVID hit.
Mm-hmm.
And we were recording like every Friday.
Every Friday.
Yeah, yeah. So we were pumping out a lot of content. But it's been difficult. I live in community with my business partner, me and him and his wife.
Okay.
Me and my wife and all our children. So we got like 11 deep in our house.
Oh, really? Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, and wow. our podcast, yeah. So our podcast studio is like now our kids' bedroom.
Right.
So, and a lot of that has to do with we had to use that for school because they have mm-hmm. to do school in there yeah. now. And so it was like, dang.
And that's your life, co-host.
Man. Yeah.
What's that?
That's your co-host, right?
Yeah, what's Jordan Francis.
Jordan Francis.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah. And yeah. so we're trying to get an office space now and pick up our podcast. Mm-hmm. And what we discovered is people listen to our podcast mm-hmm. more than watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. we've gone to audio more. And we're just okay. doing the audio for people to listen
okay.
to the stuff we're saying.
Right.
And so... But what we've really been on lately is we created an app. And
oh.
so
we got to get with you.
Say what?
Yeah. We got to get to that level.
We got to get with you on
yeah,
that.
We need to get one.
Yeah, yeah. And for us, you know, we're hoping that people can come back to the app
mm-hmm.
and get the content and have the conversations at home with their own kids.
Yeah.
Right.
That's dope, direct yeah. Direct content.
Yeah, yeah exactly. Yeah.
That is awesome.
Because I know I asked that because I know you have the Monday night conversation.
Yeah, we used to go live on Mondays.
Okay.
Again, I mean, just COVID has been crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to figure out where we're going to office at to record all our content
because right.
we can't do it at home anymore. Cause mm-hmm. It's just chaotic with right. school
yeah.
and all the kids.
Definitely.
And so, like when the kids were at home or were at school, we could podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we got a...
All day.
Potentially, we got a spot coming up, fingers crossed, and we'll get back on our game.
Okay.
Okay, man. Yeah, we hope that goes great for you guys. I know it's been... a change in life for everyone with COVID. I was just listening to CNN yesterday, and they were saying that the changes that we have going through right now are probably going to be permanent changes in life. Most of these things, maybe the kids, you know, they'll go back to school and everything, but mm-hmm. most of these things are going to be norms now. And they said that these things were coming, but COVID sped some of these things, accelerated some
right.
of these things up. It's like meetings,
yep.
people flying everywhere for meetings.
That's over with.
Yeah, that's dead. It's dead.
Everybody's on Zoom now.
Yeah, just Zoom and Skype and
Messenger,
Slack and Messenger is the new 21st century way of having a meeting.
Yeah,
that's true.
So it's a lot of things we're going to have to get used to, unfortunately, man.
For people who don't like to go out, like, it's great. But people who like to be yes. like other people, it's kind of like...
It's we're more connected, yeah. but more disconnected
yeah.
at the same time. So it's going to be weird.
As long as we have the internet, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully. We'll see.
Yeah. I like your, you know, what I like about your show, you have, you know, I know you have your religious prayer groups.
Yep.
You talk about that. But you also have... life coaches,
yep.
mental health,
you talk
right. racial issues
yeah.
as well.
Yep.
What makes you bring up those type of topics in your show?
Well, like I said, I grew up different from most white boys, you know, and so like I grew up in the hood,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
and when you're the only white boy that grows up like that, you understand the world real quick,
mm-hmm.
and so there's things that I understood and that I resonate with people on. You know, especially people of color, just because I grew up poor. I grew up visiting my daddy in prison.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I grew up doing things that most other kids don't do.
Mm-hmm.
So it gave me sympathy for people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it gave
yeah.
me empathy because it was like, I relate to these people who don't look anything like me more
mm-hmm.
because of the stuff we've gone through.
Yeah.
Right.
Not because, it, you know, and so the notion of color of skin or money and all that stuff, like when you share an experience of poverty,
mm-hmm.
or trauma with someone, that tends to make you feel... like family with them,
right?
You know, or feel like closer to them.
And that's a big thing too, man.
Yeah.
I think that people, we disconnect ourselves by color, and
yeah,
we don't realize that we we face the same problems. We're the, it's more about equality of and how much you're making,
yeah,
and where it's about. Because the people who are at the bottom, we all see the life the same, and yeah, they're keeping us separated.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the way to keep for them to keep power.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of people, when it comes to these issues, I know they got, you know, Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. We all go through
these struggles. Yeah, we all going through these struggles.
And so, like, when people hear they're protesting, it's always, oh, that's a black thing,
nope,
and they're against,
mm-hmm,
the white man or
right,
whatever. No, it's everybody.
It's way more black and white.
Yeah,
it's way more gray than black and
right,
white.
Right, it's more than that. Yeah,
right.
It's more.
It's when you look at the people protesting, it's all type people of all races and all backgrounds that's out there protesting. It's not just absolutely black people. They're, it's everyone.
Right. And I think you know, speaking specifically about what we do with our podcast, mm-hmm, we are specifically a podcast for Gen Zers,
yeah,
and mm-hmm, for people who want to influence Gen Z. What we mean by Gen Z is basically anyone who can't remember 9/11.
Right.
A young person, if you don't have a memory of 9/11, you're a Gen Zer. Now, right, if your main memory is what your parents told you or right, what you saw on a
if you don't remember that day,
that's different. But I mm-hmm remember that feeling of being paralyzed by fear.
Mm-hmm.
Of just like everyone just stopping. People my age, I'm like, hey, where were you on 9/11? They can
day
go into vivid detail and recount the minute,
yeah, mm-hmm,
every day for almost a few days.
Yeah.
And I think we forget sometimes how that really changed a whole generation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I have friends that went off and died. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
And when I think about the state of America right now, I mean, mm-hmm, my degrees, and you asked me how I got all this information, my degrees in political science, international relations. And I went
to school.
Brag about it. Oh.
No, I thought I was going to be a lawyer. I wanted to go off and be a lawyer. But,
mm-hmm,
you know, the college ministry, I was a college pastor at that time, it really grew. It was like several hundred students. We had like 1,000 students a week that were coming to meetings all over the campuses that I was on at that time.
Wow.
So it kind of grew beyond me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just like this radical person out there, like, y'all get saved and like, stop throwing dice and come on Jesus. You know,
right.
I'm like up in everybody's face. You know, it was kind of like Lecrae 116. I don't know if you guys mm-hmm remember that back then, but like when I like got rid of all my Tupac and stuff, like, I came into the church and I'm like, yo, let me get on some Lecrae, dog. And so it's like, you know, there was this mentality of kind of like being thug for Jesus for a while,
okay,
if that makes sense, like in the circles that I ran with. And so it was kind of like, yo, I'm going to come at these thugs this way and put that Jesus juice on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
well, you got to come.
No,
you
got
to come correct, relatable. You
have to relate to people,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, 100%.
Definitely. That's what it's about.
And so, you know, just getting around people like you asked, you know, like how I got all this, like just being born the way I was born,
mm-hmm,
kind of having that chip on my shoulder as mm-hmm a young person, going into the church, you know, recognizing that half of the people in the church who are so-called leaders ain't never led nothing
mm-mm
in their life. You
they're
know?
Not leaders at all.
Yeah, and so for me, it's like, I've been through stuff, I've experienced stuff, I
mm-hmm
know what real is,
mm-hmm,
and so that for me gives me, I think, a little bit different perspective on things like race matters, economic issues. Like I said, my degree in political science.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's just one of those things, like, if I hadn't gone to college, lucky I went,
mm-hmm,
I mean, I may be in prison today. If the church hadn't helped, you know, took care, I may be in prison today.
Sure.
That's cool.
So the church and academics helped
mm-hmm
me to get to this place. And now I just want to see young people like myself, especially young people who grew up, like, low income,
mm-hmm,
who do a lot of work at Cesar Chavez High School. I mean, it'll just break your heart. They got to have, like, a closet of donated clothes there for kids to get clothes. For kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm rambling, but.
No, man.
But yeah,
no, that's
real, because there's high schools that actually created grocery stores on the inside of the high school for the kids to come in and
We always forget.
Why is it like that in America?
Yeah, we grew up that way. You know, it's like our schools would, like, give us stuff. Like, we never was like, oh, our parents bought
richest country in the world. You're right.
Yeah.
And people got to get handouts at school.
Mm-hmm.
You kids got to go to school to get breakfast in the richest country in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, like, stuff like that irritates
me. And then
me.
Some of those kids got to pay for that breakfast, too.
Yep.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Seeing that we're all low income and we're still paying, like, you know, money for something that we may not even eat, you know?
It's called, we have people who are against, who are 100% capitalist.
Mm-hmm.
They're against anything socialist. And they're just against it. And whatever we do to try to help the poor, they're against it.
Socialistic programs, but I guarantee you when they turn 65, they're getting that Medicare.
Right.
I guarantee you when they retire, they're getting that Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they love their police. They love their public schools.
That's the spot, I think, you know, to help
people fire out. Department.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You know, and the talk on, I love that you talked on socialism, because, like, we've basically been a socialist country since 2008.
Definitely.
The issue is we've had socialism for the rich, but not the poor.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know about you, when you don't pay your light bill, what happens?
Right.
But in 2008, what happened is
we saved GMC.
We saved the banking industry.
Yeah, we saved the banks.
They got to screw the pooch, and we all had to pay for it.
Yeah.
Right. Yep, exactly.
And so for me, it's socialism for the rich and cutthroat capitalism for the poor.
And the thing is, they don't mind the socialism for the rich.
No,
it's so weird.
They don't.
But when you give something to someone poor, everybody's up in arms. It's so backwards.
When government says, oh, we're going to raise welfare rates, they get mad.
They're upset. People don't want that.
But fail to realize that even though that you mad about them getting food stamps, whatever money come out of your paycheck for taxes is going into their pocket for their food stamps.
Yep.
And that's the real heartbreaking thing that we see.
Right, and that's why they get mad.
Yeah. As an organization that works on campus with students. You know, it's like the kids shouldn't have to pay. Whatever we figure out with our politics, kids shouldn't have to pay the price.
No, they shouldn't. Right. They should. It shouldn't be a situation where we have to pick and choose what we have to pay because we don't have enough money.
Right.
Healthcare is a big thing. And I want to cut myself off. You should be a politician, bro.
Well, I'm actually right. working right now with some guys to try to help them get elected. So.
Okay. Yeah, man, I could just see it in you. You know, you have it, man.
Yeah.
You have it, man.
I got too much.
Yeah, you know.
It doesn't matter, man. I think that because of the type of person that you are, your redeeming story, that you know what I'm saying, those qualities will shine, you know, that you have been in those places and you can touch and talk to people that other people can't talk to and get them to vote, you know what I mean, because of the places you have been, you know what I mean? I really see that.
I mean, that's one of our big initiatives with our app. At some point, we want to get Gen Zers mobilized to vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
That's way down the
road. Yeah,
man.
Definitely can tell you care.
Regardless,
you know, you care about the youth. And the youth is the future.
Yep.
And
I believe the children are the future.
There's the horn on them. You know.
Show them all.
So I know. I know
you took me down the path.
I know you speak on Gen Z a lot.
Yes, sir.
You think that's Gen Z makes a big impact, or are they the difference maker?
They're going to change the world.
Mm-hmm.
They already have.
Yeah.
And I don't think people are privy to it yet, because they're not really looking at market trends. I'll give you an example. You remember when Netflix tried to pull that nonsense maybe a year or so back, where they were trying to make people pay for all the different profiles and whatnot?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You notice how quick they changed?
Yeah, that didn't happen.
Yeah. Because
I heard now they're going to try to add music videos on there. Or something like that. They bought out Spotify or something like that, right?
Yeah, and they were talking about it. Yeah. So what did they, the Gen Zers, went online?
So basically, Gen Z was like, all right, fine, if you're going to do some nonsense we don't like, we're just going to drop your platform.
Yeah.
And so it freaked Netflix out, and they were like, oh, please come back, and if you do, we'll do, just let us know how many users you have.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were like, I'm not going to do this. Like, Gen Z, what really showed me this was with the Florida Parkland shooting.
Yeah, man.
When all those kids walked out of school, mm-hmm. and they basically were like, y'all are the leaders, and y'all have made the world this way. We're not even paying attention to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, it seemed like it was all, it wasn't just Florida, but it seemed like several places where these kids were just like, peace, walking past their leaders. And what I think has happened with Gen Z, same thing with Greta. You remember young Greta? I think it was back in, it seems like forever ago, but I think it was only January.
Yeah.
Or however long ago. It was a really short period of time. But speaking out against the environment, obviously, the Parkland kids who went through the shooting, you know, they formed an organization as well. And you look at the Me Too movement, we're kind of in all of these disruptive moments in several industries. You know, you look at what Kanye's doing and some of the stuff that he's doing in the music industry, and just even that crazy stuff he's trying to remake society.
He is.
People think this dude's crazy, but I feel like there's a lot of people that are thinking like that right now. Like, how can we completely change everything? And I think Gen Zers are at the forefront of that because they're showing us. Like, how is it that you live in a house with a 13-year-old who streams and makes more money than you do, and you went to college for 8 years?
Mm.
They're showing. Here's what my generation said. Work hard and then go do what you love. Yeah. Gen Z says, do what you love, and that'll make you money.
Yeah.
They're just doing what they love, and they're putting it online, and everyone's seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We had it backwards.
But I do, you know? I do think, yeah, they're doing what they love. I don't think they're playing ahead.
Agreed.
Yeah, you know, I don't think.
Agreed, 100%.
That doesn't last long. Like, you can see a lot of YouTubers. They relied on that. Now they, their channel dead.
True.
No income. Yep. No sponsors. And it's like, you always got to have.
How do you reinvent yourself?
Right.
Well, you gotta have pitfall, have a plan B.
Always have a plan B.
You have to.
C, D, E, and F too.
Well, like, have you guys heard of Mr. Beast?
Yeah, definitely. He eat all the crazy stuff.
He's got it right. Like, my kids love him, mm-hmm. and you know, he does a lot of nonsense. But this dude will be like, he'll go up to a store, he'll draw a circle on the floor, and he'll be like, put everything you want in the circle, we'll pay for it.
Wow.
Yeah.
The dude's like super generous, and they've made a boatload of money. But what's weird about it is the more generous they are, the more money they make.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Giving back is important.
Yeah, giving back is big.
So yeah, I think Gen Z is gonna change the world.
They're already doing it.
To the point of my app, the reason we created the app is because we agree with what you're saying 100%. They need mentors in their life.
They definitely do. We definitely need. Multiple mentors.
I mean, I need mentors.
We all need, you know what I'm saying?
We all need.
I ain't gonna lie, I got like 50 mentors.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying, right? Dip one of them. Prof one of them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I got a lot of them. I looked up. Definitely. So, you know, they're very important.
Definitely.
Right on.
So, what else? Tell the people again where they can get your shows, all the sites. Huh?
Yeah.
I know we 50 places too.
Yeah, right? Yeah, so obviously you go to YouTube and you just type in RLTKPHX.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to be RLTK, but we started out in Phoenix. So our idea is like with the brand recognition, which will be like RLTKTX or TN or whatever. So, but RLTKPHX on YouTube and then on across all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter,
Definitely easy to find.
Mm-hmm. RL. Yeah, you don't struggle like other places.
Yeah, right?
Like, oh man, I danced with the wrong again. As soon as you type RLTK, it like pops up.
That's
yes.
What's up. Yeah.
Definitely.
Now,
that's dope.
It's around that time for the game.
Final exam.
The final exam.
So
words that scare me to this day.
We're gonna get that game started for you, and then after that, we're gonna get into some segments.
Yes, sir.
But let's shout out while we're getting ready for that. A shout out our sponsors again. A quick shout out, you know, shout out to Wayward Kid. You know, they do stuff in the community. Also have editing classes for kids and adults. So make sure you check them out.
Mm-hmm. We Shine Detailing. Make sure you check out the videos online and on Instagram. Make sure you follow.
We also have Butch's Wings and Things. Come get these wings and things. They got, what is it, $12 plates, $15 plates?
Yeah. Mm. They got them plates on deck. Yeah. And also, they have Trinity Promotions. Don't forget about them.
Mm-hmm.
Get your T-shirts, banners, all that stuff. What you need, they got it. Hit them up, Trinity Promotions.
$1 million Teacher Project. Don't forget to shout out Lloyd. He's doing stuff for the community that's helping the kids,
mm-hmm.
helping their future for tomorrow. We also have Ms. John Muhammad with So the Bible Told Me So. Her book is out on Amazon. Go ahead and get a copy so you can know the truth.
Yes.
It will set you free.
Right. It will set you free.
Definitely. Let's get into the game.
All right. So, in our trivia, in our game, we have 5 questions.
All right, let's do this.
You get 3 out of 5 correct, we'll donate $50 to your charity of choice.
Oh, come on now.
You have 3 lifelines.
Okay.
You may Google a question, in which case we'll give you 45 seconds to get the answer.
That's a lot of time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's very generous.
Nice. I try to be. Hmm. And we also have, you can call someone.
Okay.
Or you may skip a question.
Okay.
All right.
How hard are these questions?
They're selected at random.
Okay.
I used to cater my questions to what the guest does, but now we're just randomizing them.
Hey, randoms.
All right. Question 1. What was the first commercial product to have a barcode?
That's a good question.
A, bar soap. B, Wrigley's Juicy Fruit Gum, C, lotion, or D, none of the above.
gonna say aspirin. I'll go with D, none of the above.
D, none of the above is incorrect.
I'm going with Wrigley's gum.
Wrigley's gum.
Y'all wanted to say Wrigley's because of the individual pack.
Yep, I knew it, man.
You knew that one?
Yeah, for some reason I knew that one.
All right, one strike.
Question two.
All right.
Which language is the most widely spoken language in the world?
Mandarin.
Yep.
I was
she argued with me this morning. She asked me that question. I was like, Mandarin. She's like, what? That's not Chinese.
They're taking everything over anyway.
Right.
That's Chinese, babe.
it's a type of Chinese, because the Chinese is made out of a bunch of different
languages. But that's one of the most common.
Yeah, one of the most common that they use in not just China but other countries too.
Different dialects of it. But
of it. Mm-hmm. That's
it's
good.
Just like with Spanish.
Yeah.
That's good though. He knew it right on top. So right, that's good.
I didn't even have to give
him
choices.
I didn't even push a button.
I knew that one.
Okay. Question three. What team does Ben Wallace play for?
Currently?
A, Pistons.
Did you say used to play for or play for now? Because he's retired.
What team? Yeah, so the last team he played for. Is he still playing?
No.
No.
I thought he was.
No.
No. Definitely not playing.
So the last team he played for.
Right.
All right.
A, Pistons. B, the Nets. C, Rockets. Or D, the Timberwolves.
The team he was most known for is the question you should be asking.
Is that the question?
Yeah, that's the question. West
Detroit.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. Is he retired? Yeah.
No, he Detroit. He retired, I think, with Chicago.
With
but I might be wrong.
Yeah, but known for, definitely
official. Malice at the Palace.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gonna remember him.
Mm-hmm. I typed my question wrong.
I see. You probably should have talked to me about that one.
I think I did ask you that question. Mm-mm.
You sure did. All
right. Next question. What was the first planet discovered using the telescope? A, Venus. B, Uranus. C, Pluto. Or D, Mars. Sorry.
Dang.
I said Mars too. I was like, no.
Was it Venus?
It is Uranus.
I knew it was some kind of.
Yeah.
Uranus was discovered.
With a telescope.
With a telescope.
I wonder, was it brown?
The brown planet. Look in the background. Look at those rings.
It's clenched.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Those are bad.
Next question. Question five, actually.
Okay, I got to get this one.
Which 1980s NBA player set the record for most assists by a player during his rookie season?
In the 80s?
Mm-hmm.
In the 80s. Is it A, Isaiah Thomas? B, Magic Johnson? C, Michael Ray Richardson, or D, Mark Jackson?
Dude.
That's hard.
I want to go with Magic, but it's probably some obscure person. Name the names again.
Isaiah Thomas, Magic Johnson, Michael Ray Richardson, or Mark Jackson?
That should be Michael Ray Richardson. I'm going to have to go with Magic.
Magic is incorrect.
Damn.
Was it
Isaiah?
No. That's what I thought it was.
Was it Isaiah? Not Mark Jackson.
It is Mark Jackson.
What? I thought he was a three ball.
No, not Mark Jackson. What?
He had 868 assists.
His rookie year.
Averaging 10.6 per game.
Nah, he's one of the top passers ever.
Yeah, but
his record has yet to be broken.
Wow.
And then they traded him. Yep. The Knicks traded him. Idiots.
Wow.
Actually, Mark Jackson, I like Mark.
That's why they lost all the time.
See, I was a Rockets fan.
Oh, yeah, back then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, like, that Knicks Rockets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
Are you a Knicks fan?
No.
No, okay. Well, you mentioned that one.
I like their jerseys.
No.
Right?
No, I was from Illinois, so.
Okay.
I was a big, I had to be a Bulls fan just because everybody was.
Wasn't and, everybody?
I yeah. Mean, but I'm from Illinois, so, you know.
Oh.
Then you got Indiana. I went. I mean, the whole state went for him. I mean, you had to watch the game. It was on WGN. I mean, it was just part of life, man. It was just a different time, man.
Where you from?
Illinois. Man. And anyway, but my favorite player was Reggie Miller back then, though.
Reggie?
Yeah, Reggie was my guy, man. He was not scared of Mike. That's what I always, always.
Nah, he wasn't.
He was not scared of Michael Jordan. Yeah, man. He didn't care, man.
Throw the ball, Reggie?
Yeah. He was the man. And he always did. He did a lot of amazing things back then.
Yeah, he did like, all of yeah. Lot of
9 points,
made,
9 points in 8 seconds, something crazy.
Yeah. No, that was dope.
Yeah. Daniel's throwing shots, but, you know.
Just throw it up, Reggie.
We know your jump is garbage.
It was a different
one. Oh, I'm nice. I'm nice.
So, you know.
I'm nice.
Looks like we get to keep our $50.
Man. You can keep that $50.
Well, good try.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah, that was a couple of setup questions.
Yeah.
I had to.
Mm-hmm. I didn't. I knew like one make question. Out of the bit. Whole thing.
Yeah, that was some real trivia. Yeah. that was like Trivial Pursuit trivia. Right. That wasn't like you know you ate the popsicle stick and at the end right. She is on it.
No, she come with some hard questions.
No, I'm coming at you.
Next time you come, she's gonna find something that you know.
I'm gonna bring up the source or something with me. Next time.
definitely. All right, we're gonna get into segments.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start with the Sister Social over there. What you got? What's popping?
What you got for us over here, Miss Tita?
So I have two quotes of the day.
Yeah, two double.
Yeah, I doubled it.
Double dip.
So I have one that says, "To bring anything into your life, imagine that it's already there." Mm-hmm. You have to start with that mentality, you know, like, I'm going to get a car, or I'm going to get a new phone, or I'm going to do this. You already have it. Because if you think, oh, it's going to happen one day, oh, it's going to happen one day, you know?
No, that's real.
It's good to stay positive and have that, you know, view of life and stuff.
No, that's how you do it.
And the other one is, kindness is free, so sprinkle it everywhere. Because it's really easy just to, like, you know, if you see somebody, you know, is trying to open the door or something, though. So...
Do everybody really deserve your kindness?
No.
No, it don't. It don't.
You gotta be scarce with how you sprinkling that kindness
right.
out there.
That's the difference between you and Tita. Tita is...
No, me and Aisha could be opposites
very
on
kind.
That.
No, seriously.
It helps with
Aisha.
I ain't
gonna lie to you, this person right here got issues. Because, like, she made... Like, I'll be, you know, we getting arguments and stuff. She's so, I don't know if she's so nice or something, but she make, I'm like, did I do that? Right. Am I wrong right now? I know I'm not wrong right now. You know what I'm saying? She know how to flip it.
I know. It's called, what's it called? Your
They're
conscience.
Never wrong. That's
yeah.
what
yeah.
they call
yeah.
it. They
yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
It's called being a female.
If it right. is, I mastered it finally, and I'm kidding.
Did I leave that on the ground? I know I didn't leave
right.
that on the ground.
Right. That'll make you feel like you did.
Cause y'all did do it.
Somewhere I saw a thing the other day that said, "When a woman says you're right, she's being sarcastic."
Right, right. Right.
Exactly.
Double you're horns right. on that. We should say that yesterday.
Never right.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, but I also have Jello, actually, Mr. Jello.
Shout out to Jello.
Y'all see his video of him dancing to
yeah,
the body?
That's exactly what I'm going into. See, I hear all this, like, dance. Oh, do a song. Oh, what song?
I try to get Tita to do that. She
that song is so
what
annoying,
song
though,
talking about. Like, I'm not, like...
Those dance moves.
What?
Are just ridiculous.
Sing a song.
Whatever.
Let me see. I mean, I have it right
you
here.
Got it?
I have it on standby.
We're not going to play that song, are we?
Use a sample. How do you
oh, my goodness.
How silly is this song?
It's so bad. Oh my god.
Turn it off. I don't want to hear that.
Oh my god.
But yeah, but Jello killed it though.
Yeah,
he did.
He murdered it.
He really went there and it was good.
He did it perfectly.
So why did she make a song after Fred Flintstone? Oh, he said Yabba. Yabba.
I really didn't know like it was her, like, you know, I just saw something dancing, so I was like and then I saw Jello, so I got more into it and then I was like, oh, so that's the song right now.
Yeah.
That's all I hear is yabba, 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 yabba. I'm waiting for the dude. It's coming anymore.
See, I picked up these brownies one night, and I got some inspiration.
She just came out with the worst song ever. Yabba, 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 yabba.
And, you know, it's just like all those songs, you know, that mean nothing, that are stupid, but they're getting paid for it.
Yeah, I guess, man.
What you got? What else you got?
And I got another thing. So I was like, so Daniel got Thanksgiving. You know, he says, no, we asked him, what does he want for Thanksgiving? He says, I want some meatloaf, mashed potatoes, gravy, some rolls.
What the fuck?
Exactly.
So I was like, all right.
That's not all right. That wasn't,
that was his meal. That was his meal.
That's not all right.
So everybody had separate meals?
We all have separate meals.
Holy crap.
Tita, if you're
that was a lot
tell
of cooking.
Us, if you're going to tell a story.
Okay, you tell, baby.
I wanted to include meatloaf to the meals that we were having.
I feel you.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm a meatloaf eater.
I wanted to included that. It wasn't just, oh, I just...
I didn't think people really liked meatloaf.
I didn't like meatloaf, honestly.
Meatloaf with the ketchup is nasty.
I never cared for meatloaf.
Put the gravy on it.
But when I met Daniel, yeah, that completely changed.
You gotta do it right. I introduced you to meatloaf game.
He did. And I was like, he's all like, oh, my mom's gonna make meatloaf. I'm like, oh.
You gotta learn how to do it.
I ate it. I had a third plate. I never really cared for meatloaf.
See, the thing with meatloaf, though, you gotta eat it that day.
Yeah, it's like after like the third day, it's like you better just make enough.
Yo, those meatloaf sandwiches go hard though.
That's what I'm talking about. People don't know. They don't want you missing.
Because we had Hawaiian rolls left over, so Daniel
slice
had
it with the marron,
the Daniel had the had you know he threw the rolls in the oven for a little bit. Then he you know he opened them up. Yeah. He put a meatloaf, put gravy and mashed potatoes.
You should know about that.
I just never care for you know meatloaf. Just because we country don't mean we like everything country.
Nah, man.
Anyways.
I don't like the musician meatloaf or the food.
The what?
I said I don't like the musician or the food meatloaf.
So then we had Cornish hens.
Yeah, so, Cornish hens too.
I was, and then so I had some of Daniel's meatloaf. He had some of my bird. Yes. But it was bomb.
You had corn. Oh, those are the little hens.
The little ones, uh-huh.
Yeah,
they're not like, they're like,
whatever, they're like this.
They're like this.
They're like this.
If you guys go on YouTube,
it's as big as the phone. That's not who they are.
You're going to eat a whole chicken with a fork? Yeah, you got problems.
I'm going to have to show you a picture.
I got this chicken popsicle over here.
If you guys go on YouTube, you could check out the
video.
Are
you guys just doing a new, just making up your own Thanksgiving?
Yeah, because I don't care for like turkey like that.
We didn't do
no
turkey.
Y'all don't like turkey?
We don't really do turkey.
No, I like turkey, just we didn't do it.
You don't like turkey?
True.
I don't care. I like turkey, but I don't care for it, like, to have it for like Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
I feel you.
Like, you know, small. It's good once in a while, like this. Especially
like,
you got used
you
to
eat
it.
Turkey other than Thanksgiving?
No. I know people do Christmas and then Thanksgiving. Yeah,
yeah.
But other than
people are like, yo, let's go get some turkey this week.
Like, what's your other quote?
Right.
So, I did both of my quotes.
But you had another story you was
I was looking, like I was saying... But I was looking at, you know, Daniel wanted a meal for things. So I'm like, okay, Daniel got Thanksgiving. I want something for, you know, Christmas. Daniel said he wants some crab legs for Christmas.
Yeah.
I want pozole. Mm-hmm. I want chicken pozole,
but
you
that's
know,
normal
with the
Mexicans,
with the hominy.
Right. But you got to make some tamales though, right?
I don't know about making tamales. I'm going to make the pozole because that's easy. I can make that. It's easy and stuff.
How are you going to have Christmas with no tamales?
I'm telling y'all.
She's not Mexican.
I think it's
my
so
replaced. Tita has been replaced.
We had tamales every year for everything. Every party, every birthday, it's either barbacoa or tamales. Every
right.
single party.
That's
birthday
right.
party,
that's,
weddings.
That's how
it's like, it gets kind of old, you guys. Especially
you,
if you're the one helping make it. After you make like four dozens of tamales, you know, even though you're not the only one doing it, you know? But after you make four dozens of tamales, you don't want to eat that shit. Like, seriously. Like,
here,
it's just... They're like, this is so good. It's like, you better shoot slow because you ain't getting no more.
She put those hard olives with the...
Man.
I can't eat my olives with the olive at the end.
I don't care.
But yeah,
I don't care if the olives
I may
at the
make
end,
some...
at the beginning, I'm eating it. Everything
like
in between.
Right. Oh, get this one.
Right.
No, but...
I can't do the tamale. The
I don't care for olives. No.
Some olives be hella hard.
I don't like olives, regardless.
They taste like dirt.
Nah, man, tamales.
I know people that love olives.
Going to a Mexican house and not having tamales is like going to a black person house and not getting cornbread and greens.
Well, she do live with me. You know?
Those are automatic.
They is a mixture of Mexican black.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. Like,
y'all ain't had no greens?
Oh, of course we had that.
Oh, yeah. I killed the greens.
There you go.
He's
still black.
I killed the greens. I killed the cornbread and the greens.
We took your Mexican card.
It's okay.
If you would like to see me and Tita's Thanksgiving, just go to the YouTube channel. We did record some stuff.
You'll see the Mr. Hen doing a little dance.
Yes,
Daniel has on a full ostrich outfit dancing the Mexican.
Right, I can see that next year.
But yeah, like I was saying, so I was looking at the pozole and stuff, and I saw you know how to make it because it's been a while since I made it.
Whose recipe you find?
I just looked everywhere.
It's tripe and pozole, right?
Huh?
She said chicken pozole.
You could do any kind of pozole. Some people mix it with different kinds of meat.
It's the hominy, right?
The hominy. Okay. Hominy goes in like 40 dishes, so that's like it's a lot.
Do I like pozole?
Yeah.
I don't like the other ones.
You don't like menudo. You don't like tripe.
Yeah, menudo.
They're both bomb. That's my Mexican side. That's the Mexican coming out.
Man, I didn't like the band or the food.
Rachel Ray had a version of holy something pozole, right? So I'm not giving shouts because I love Rachel Ray regardless of our personal issues and stuff with
she
Daniel.
Can't make no Mexican food.
But she was making a vegetable version. She was making a vegetable version of pozole, which is good because a lot of people don't eat meat, you know. Mm-hmm. And like we've been there, so it's not like a shout. A lot of people, especially in the Hispanic community, get a lot offended and stuff because they did not read. People just said, "Oh, she's messing it up for like everybody." It's like, no, Rachel Ray's not messing it up.
Yeah,
she's doing her own thing and stuff. You know,
she go to Mexico.
But people didn't realize they read. They just saw, Rachel Ray's making pozole. No, Rachel Ray was making vegetable pozole.
Oh my goodness!
So they did not read the words. So they got there's like 3 or 4 videos doing You know, people recording Mexican moms or Mexican grandmas doing pissed off. They're like, "What's she doing? Why is she putting beans in it?" So you guys, chill out, okay?
I seen a couple of those. They were pissed.
Yeah,
it reminded me of the one. You seen that Asian dude? What's his name?
Forget what he called himself, Uncle Roger.
Yeah, Uncle Roger. Oh my God!
That's my dude. That's my dude.
I hate that guy.
Uncle Roger be tripping, man.
I hate that guy and the other guy. That's just amazing. I hate them both. Daniel hears them every day.
That's my dude, Uncle Roger, the dude, man.
My boy, man.
Daniel's like, don't hate on my uncle.
That's my boy, man. I'm gonna try to get him.
He's like, what you put metal spoon? You use metal spoon?
You put rice in colander. You dry it and rinse it and dry it again in the colander.
Use rice cooker. That's my boy.
Get rice cooker. You don't know what the fuck you're doing.
What else?
Yeah, but that's one thing I saw. But yeah, so Spanish word of the day, we did Portuguese yesterday, last week. Today's word of the day is Felices Fiestas, Felices Fiestas, which is happy holidays.
Okay.
Because Thanksgiving just passed. It was crazy.
Feliz Navidad is Merry Christmas,
Yeah, Feliz Navidad is Merry Christmas. Okay, so Felices Fiestas, like if you go somewhere and you just see somebody.
What's Happy New Year?
Feliz Año. Okay. Feliz Año Nuevo.
Oh, what's Thanksgiving?
Feliz Día del Pavo. Turkey Pavo. So that's what I got. What you got? What you do for Thanksgiving? Because I saw.
All
I saw. I saw it's just cornbread, and I said, I'm going to go with it and just knock on the door.
Put some cornbread.
I was in the kitchen from 4:30 in the morning to like.
Don't lie.
1 o'clock.
He's like, did you cook? No.
He ain't cooking.
I just want to say, I saw a lot of dry turkeys on Facebook.
Yeah, me too.
I saw a lot of dry.
I saw Aisha's. I saw like, finally something.
Yeah, they wasn't cooked at all.
I saw a lot of.
You know, that's one thing. Thanksgiving and stuff, or, you know, any holiday that people, we all cook kind of similar dishes and stuff, you see, like, the bad, the good, and the ugly.
But they always try to make it seem like they was cooking since 4:30. Don't believe none of them.
My turkey was in the oven at 4:30 in the morning.
And you was back in the bed at 4:45. So right.
Low and slow. Low and slow.
Right. Try to act like you was up food.
Was it good?
Straight. When the bird came out the oven at 10 o'clock, what was I doing?
But you wasn't looking at it from 4:30 to that. You wasn't looking at it for 8 hours straight like y'all try to act like y'all.
The bird didn't cook for 8 hours. It only cooked for 5.
You wasn't looking at it the whole 5 hours.
Blast today.
Right. Man, all my mother-in-law was lying.
Hold on, wait. Let me ask you something, Tita.
All women lying all day.
What did Daniel do while you and mama was in the kitchen cooking?
I was drinking.
No, you want to know what Daniel did?
What did he do?
Oh, right. So, you hear what he just said? Like, he was drinking. He was, what are you thinking?
This is Daniel.
Buddy,
this is Daniel.
What was over here doing?
This is Daniel.
He was Felicia's
Felicis. He was happy. He's all like, this is Thanksgiving special.
Oh, y'all just,
this is Daniel.
Felisa,
DJ Daniel.
I was singing.
He was like this all day. He's all like, and he was crying.
Yeah.
And he was singing, he was hogging crying. Up the mic.
I got one that is like, I'm in the kitchen making side dishes. I come out, go say, hey, babe, won't you roll us up something?
I'm asleep.
Dib knocked out.
Dib had the nerve to complain about her not waking up at 4:30, but he was passed out.
Oh, man.
My mother-in-law was cooking since the day before,
and
Daniel got into it with my mother-in-law because Daniel did a bad thing. Daniel should just grab a drink.
Anyway, let's go back to the.
So I'm just saying,
let's hear this.
if your mom's gonna cook to you since the day before, she made sweet potato pie from scratch and everything.
Wow.
She cooked for like 3 whole days, you know. She was up till like midnight, up at early.
Here they go.
Anyways, Daniel's gonna be grabbing a drink, and I'll say thank you.
They try to make
out the YouTube video.
Slaving over the stove.
Somebody hand me a cup.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't say thank you in the time they want me to say thank you.
Oh, no, you messed up.
Man.
You super messed up, homie.
I ain't messed up. How am I going to be singing and I'm going like,
right.
It's not.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And I got to say thank you.
Bro, we're at home. We're not on the stage or anything.
You got that turkey on.
Anyway, shout out to my mother-in-law because that was some good food.
Nah, it was dope.
Yes, and then Aisha
I saw Aisha's food.
Job. Yeah, she did a good job.
And I didn't want turkey, but Aisha's turkey looked good.
Yeah, it looked really good.
That turkey looked good.
She put the dry rub on the turkey.
Mac and cheese. What else you got? Pie.
She cooked, like I say, every year. A turkey and 7,000 sides.
Do you eat the 7,000 sides?
Yeah, every side. I'm like, every time I'm like, damn, all these sides.
Sides because I'm a vegan.
Okay.
So I'm sitting here listening to all this meat, loaf, and turkey. I'm like, dang, I've been a vegan for 6 months.
I got your dressing. Your cornbread.
Yeah.
Yams. Mashed potatoes, macaroni, green beans.
We just didn't do greens. So we ain't black anymore.
My cousin had a vegan meatloaf.
That's what we did.
And it was really good.
Ours wasn't.
I just ate sides,
angry all day.
You said you're vegan for 6 months, right?
Yeah,
I'm still out here trying to find a good recipe for a vegan mac and cheese. I can't.
I'll send it to you.
All the recipes are trash.
I think that's all we tried, the vegan cheese.
Mm.
But yeah. I know there's other stuff.
And they lied to me, told me that use some silk half and half. That was disgusting.
You didn't like silk?
Silk half and half.
Oh.
Why did they tell you to use half and half instead of cream or milk?
Well, you can use mac.
No, because he doesn't. He's not using milk and dairy, obviously.
Goat milk, oat milk.
Well, you can use almond milk.
Well, we used what we had in hand because we went shopping and all he found was silk.
We didn't find no.
Should have went to Fry's.
Yeah. Well, we actually went to Fry's.
Oh, really?
Uh huh. There's certain like their sour cream is good. I love their sour cream. Yeah. To this day, the mayo, the vegan mayo, and sour cream, we still buy. All
right, so that's really good. What else we have going on?
That's all I really have going on this week because I want to talk about my food.
I think that was pretty much the big topic, you know, the food.
All right, well, I'm down, no doubt. Let's get to word on the street real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Some stuff. I'm gonna do this pretty quick. One of my favorite books I read as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't ashamed to say it.
Clifford. The Big Red Dog.
Oh, hell yeah. Clifford. I like Clifford.
They're coming out with a movie, and I'm excited.
It looks weird, though.
If I got to go by myself, I'm going to go by myself.
No, baby, you taking me. I love Clifford.
Is it a cartoon?
It's
going to
be a
CGI. Yeah.
Don't do that.
I hate when they do that, man. I'm like, why are you going to mess my cartoons up?
What?
Everything from the 90s is coming.
I say, just wait till you
they
see
did
it.
The 80s in the early 2000s last year.
Just wait till you see something, because if you go with that mentality.
Tom and Jerry like that, right?
Yeah.
Tom and Jerry got a movie coming out.
Yeah.
Well, Garfield did good. Garfield wasn't too bad.
No, Scooby-Doo.
Garfield did, and Scooby-Doo, yeah.
The new Scooby-Doo.
Really?
The first one was cool. After they
Yeah, the first one was good.
Yep. And then what else we got? Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Oh,
David Burns.
David Burns.
Happy
birthday.
Happy birthday.
It was his birthday.
Happy birthday. We want over here at the Danger Podcast. We want to thank you, man.
Yeah, man. You're
for
shit,
always
dude.
Supporting us, always tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know.
He's been with us since the start.
When we get some t-shirts and when we get some stuff going,
mm-hmm.
we're gonna send them to you. Thank you for watching almost
every yes.
show.
From Texas, too, right?
Yep, yeah. All the way from Texas.
That man's from Texas. And he tunes in, so we thank you, man. So
if you guys haven't checked out Mr. Burns, he has a show.
Yeah, the, so NFL, check out. Right?
Yep.
Yeah,
man. And he's definitely
go Cowboys.
Our biggest fan.
Whatever. Cowboys all day, baby.
Cowboys,
all
right.
day.
That's right. Cowboys fan.
You really? Hey. Oh, no.
See, that's one thing. I may not be from Texas. Okay. It's my daddy's fault. But I love my Cowboys. I'm not. It's my daddy.
See, y'all should wear a bag over y'all head this year. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad for y'all.
Jerry Jones needs to step down, man.
He does. Yes, he does.
He's seen now.
That's the only guy I know from the team. He pissed me off. I'm going to know your name.
McCarty was a bad hire.
Very bad.
What they give? Do you know the contract he got? Anybody know?
No, but I just felt like when they hired him, I'm like, yo, they should be getting the dude, Oklahoma's coach, Lincoln, whatever.
Really?
Lincoln Riley.
Think
so.
Riley. You know these young cats coming in the league, they need the younger.
You need innovation. Exactly. Yeah, something more innovative, man. Than McCarty, he just doesn't have it, man.
Like, what's the guy at the Rams? Look how he's like in his
30s. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's a McVay. He's a young guy. Yeah. Around, man. Yeah, man. He's like 35.
I think his name's called McVay. Like, it's out there, you know?
I thought that was potential early on.
Look, every year it seems like they have potential because they make a lot of a noise in the off season where they get a lot of players you think is going to be good, and it just never works out.
Yeah. Also, today, if you're watching live, you know, Saturday,
mm-hmm.
Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr. is today.
Ooh.
I'm the only person that's not pumped about this shit at all.
Really?
Yeah.
I kind of feel the same way when...
What's up with y'all, man? Nah, man. It's going to be... I know they got certain rules, but I don't think they're going to abide by the rules. I think
it's going to be the Battle of Jericho. The geriatric throwdown.
He looked pretty nice in that YouTube video I saw him the other day.
Yeah, they did the face off yesterday, and then they looked pretty bad.
They look bad.
You guys have to realize though, these ain't youngins no more. These are vets, you know.
They don't matter, but they're not
youngins. It's like
I'm gonna check it out.
The retirement home throwdown.
And also,
shots fired.
Powered by www.arizonamixtapes.com. Presenters, mm-hmm. performers, and nominees. Saturday, December 5th, private event. Okay, at the Hive. You know we did the Hive.
Ooh, the Hive. Shout out to the Hive.
Oh, that's what they're going to do with that?
So, December 5th.
Mm-hmm.
We're presenters at this event. The Arizona Mixtape Awards.
Okay.
Nice. We're presenters, and we're also, I believe, we're nominated.
We might be.
I think we're nominated. I think we made that process. I don't know.
We in there somehow.
But Arizona Mixtape Awards, December 5th.
It's going to be
a private event. They're recording it.
Oh, okay.
I think they're recording it. And then they're going to present it December 30th.
Okay, so then they're going to have actual people in the crowd, just the presenters.
It's a private event, so probably selected amount of people. So.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona Mixtape Awards, December 5th. Hit up our man Bats.
I would do anything.
We will be there.
Love.
It's pretty far from here. Was at the Hive. Yeah.
The Hive.
Shout out to the Hive, man.
Shout out to the Hive. They got some good food.
I know they did the Thanksgiving giveaway.
Yeah, man.
They also had the block party.
The block party.
So they're doing a lot of things for the community. So shout out to the Hive.
Shout out to the Hive.
They busy.
Yep. And that's the word on the streets, man.
The word. The Ling perspective today, I wanted to talk about a couple stories, man, that that I came into this week locally. I have, we had three homicide suspects from Nevada arrested in Western Arizona. I think they were on the run here. They end up getting into a little shootout with the cops. This was on Friday. The Department of Public Safety and the Pass County Sheriff's Office said it received reports early Thursday of people shooting at vehicles along State Route 95 near Parker, Arizona, in the northwestern part of the state. DPS said the vehicle description matched what police were looking for in Henderson, Nevada, which was related to a shooting and a homicide investigation. So a DPS trooper located a vehicle that matched the description traveling along State Route 72 near Route 95. When the trooper got close to the vehicle, the driver drove off the roadway and the vehicle rolled onto its roof, DPS said in a news release.
Oh my God.
As the trooper and the sergeant approached the vehicle, one of the occupants pointed a handgun at the trooper, DPS said, which led to both the trooper and the sergeant being shot. To shoot back. So I don't know. I think one of them was shot, if I'm mistaken. So all three were taken into custody. Crazy stuff, man. They going on a crime spree from Nevada to Arizona. Dude's 30 years old. One of them's 28 years old. Another's 25. Like,
they're so young.
I don't get it, man. I just don't get it, man. Yep. I don't understand. But then we also had a salvage yard full of cars catches fire in West Phoenix. I know everybody probably seen the videos. You didn't see the videos online?
I did not see that.
There was a couple people had videos of it.
Oh, man.
It was sending smoke all through the city. If you guys didn't see it, you probably can go through it. I think it was a junkyard fire.
Oh, no. It was they have a lot of those out here.
Was it an accident?
I think so. It was on 40th Avenue and Broadway.
Remember the couple years back they had the pallets?
Oh, yeah, they caught fire, yeah.
But they found out that was arson.
But it was a lot of debris and stuff that was on fire, so they don't know for sure if it was coordinated or someone did it, or they'll be investigating more to find out what's going on. But they was able to get the fire out, though. But it was huge. You could see it all over the city, man. Yeah, it was huge.
We stayed in the house.
Right. You have a North Phoenix woman was helping deliver meals to neighbors who were alone on Thanksgiving.
Aww.
Yeah, she was going out and helping people out and bringing them turkeys
like
and stuff.
50 meals or something?
Yeah, she helped out, man. So
bless her
heart.
To,
yeah, I wanted to give a shout out to her. What was her name? I think it's I don't get her name. But her daughter's Dana Roblin Harris was saying, my mom usually cooks every year for lots of people, but this year things are different and we're just there. Of us, it's just three of us, so we thought we'd help others. So they go out and they've been helping people for the next 3 days after Thanksgiving also.
That's what's up.
To try to help them out and
make sure they got food.
Yeah, make sure they have food and stuff.
Just that, like, you know, that extra body in there, like, you know, makes a difference. People that, you know, are usually being alone and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She posted on her Nextdoor app asking if anyone was alone for the holidays and if anyone was, you know, by themselves.
That's
she tried to help
idea.
Them. Yeah, it's a good idea, man. They help people out, man, especially when nowadays, you know, with the coronavirus, people couldn't travel like they wanted to and everything. So
right.
I want to give her a shout out for helping people out
that's
in the community.
What's up. That's nice. That's
yeah,
really
and that's
nice.
What it's all about, man.
Definitely.
Yep, yep.
And that was the Lean perspective for today.
Most definitely.
I think I might do something like that next year.
You always want to do stuff like that. I always be like, babe, we're broke. We're poor. We need a turkey.
I can send them some pie. Everybody likes pie.
But I always love that about you. We're poor, so.
It's a good thought, though. It's always good to, you know, think about, you know.
No, it is, man.
It's harder for some people that, you know, don't have anything, you know, all right, I'm just going to just chill. It's just another day. And and even though you don't celebrate it, you still feel it, you know, when you're alone and stuff.
Yep.
So I may not think about Thanksgiving, but it's like I do want, you know, somebody to come in and say happy Thanksgiving, even though I'll probably flip them off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always good.
Thanksgiving's always tough for me, man, because I just always think about family, and it always makes me sad. I miss my nephew. My nephew, my first year without him this year, was my pretty much all we did was me and him. So my last 7-8 years was pretty much all involved him, and him not being here this year been a big deal. Then my brother passed away, and it's just been a tough couple years, man. And then you Thanksgiving and holidays is when you think about those things the most, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I know a lot of people going through that, you know what I mean?
Shout out to Jamel Verse. I know he lost his brother as well.
Sorry to hear that, man.
I think
it was last week. Oh, yeah. Man.
So sorry for him as well.
There's a GoFundMe page going around, so.
Yeah.
I'm through all the moss.
Yeah, that's a tough loss, I know. Loss, man.
But I do want to say that the Daniel T. the podcast, man, you can access the Daniel T. the podcast everywhere now. You just got to go to our page. It's everywhere. So you won't be getting any more like watch party invites. It's on my page. I imagine it's on Tita's page, Aisha's page, this page, the Facebook page, it's on Abari Facebook page.
It's on YouTube.
Twitch.
Yeah.
It's on like 20 different places. So you don't have no excuses
Get your podcast.
No excuses no more.
None.
Also, it's on like 20 different podcast websites. Right. Man. Come on, I mean, like, that's the audio version. Like, there's no excuses.
No excuses.
You know what I'm saying?
Both the visual and audio.
You know what I'm saying? You can watch up. And you can't even tell how many views we have no more because you got to do a lot of adding up, bro. You got a lot of math to do.
That's
so
real.
You will never know how many viewers we have. Only we will. We're doing the math. But no, man. We expanded. We're in a lot of different, watching live is expanded. And then you also, we've been on the audio, been on different sites. So you can watch us everywhere, man. Whatever you like to tune in at. So because of y'all, we were able to do that.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because our sponsors, we are able to do that stuff. So that's the level up, man. I thank you for coming on the show, sir.
Thank you, Real Talk. What was your John. Name again? Sean.
My John. Bad.
John.
What?
John. Is
the what is it? Oh, it's John.
John.
It's John.
The most basic white boy name. Okay.
I hear what I want to sometimes.
Yeah, he did.
So.
I don't know where you heard Sean.
Who knows, man?
John.
Hey. Who knows? So, babe, but thanks for coming on, man.
RLTKPHX.
Right.
Type it into the YouTube.
Yeah, man. Check them out, man.
All the social media platforms.
Yeah, all the social media. You have two Facebook pages, right?
Yeah, we have we're trying to get them to merge, but Facebook's giving us a problem.
Yeah, man.
I don't even know how to do it. How would you do that?
Well,
you can merge the pages.
Yeah.
You go to settings.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, we tried to do that, and they wouldn't allow it.
They won't allow me to do it either. I don't know what's going on.
That's what I'm saying.
And the other page that we're working on now, it's maybe 500 or 600 followers, but the original page had close to like 1500.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're trying to merge them, but they won't let us, and we rebranded and everything.
I don't know why they won't do that. I don't get that. It's so annoying.
Like, we're the owner of both pages, so why aren't you able to
merge my pages?
Right.
They won't let me do it with
Facebook. Because Facebook likes to make it difficult for everybody.
Yeah.
No matter what it is.
But we're connected to all pages, so we can't pop in.
Yeah, we're also connected with Zuma with Tita tomorrow at 11 a.m.
I like that.
I can probably forget.
Yeah.
I owe a double class because I kind of didn't do it on Wednesday.
Yeah, and we'll have Habari News Weekly appearing on Monday.
Monday.
So watch out for that. Next week we'll get back into the War of Words. Debate with Dip is no more.
If you want to debate with Dip, message him.
Yeah, please.
Inbox him.
Please. Please, if you have anything, any topics that you are passionate about, hit me up. We could talk about it and get into a debate on the War of Words, and I'll make you feel bad about however you feel.
That's good.
I mean, last show they brought guns up in here.
Yeah, they had, they had pistols everywhere.
This is Arizona.
we had a gun debate, so it was cool.
Definitely. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, man. Stay with you, the podcast. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Next week.